The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we're going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Samech Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in front of Rambam ben Esther, Moshe ben Nuna, Ruchashib, Tenihaim, Begin Eden, Amen, Vatzlachat, Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Samech Gimel, Amud Rishon. We are on the second line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shikitna. There's a certain bird. It's called the Shikna. There's three different types of Shikitnas. Number one, Arikhe Shaked, the one that has long legs. Vesunke, and it's red. Sharia. Vesimanach, and the way to remember that, it's called Murzema. Okay, we know the Murzema bird, that was a kosher bird, and therefore you remember that it has long legs, and it's red. The second species, Gutse, it's short. Vesumke, and it's red. Aside. How do you remember that? Vesimanach, Nanus, Pasul. Which means a midget is forbidden to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. So you see, the midget bird is a Baal Mum, it's Pasul. Arikhe Sheke. If it's long legged, Viroke, but green, Asire. Vesimanach, Yerokin, Pesulin. Remember we learned earlier when the bird falls in the fire and the innards of the bird turn green, so then everybody knows Pasul. So that's how you remember that the green one is Pasul. Abba Rav Yehuda. Shalach, that's the name of a bird, actually. In the Torah, when it's listing the names of the birds that are forbidden, one of the names is the Shalach, and one is called the Duchifat. Those are two birds that are forbidden. So it says Shalach, ze hasholeh dagim min hayam. It's like a pelican, has a long beak, and it draws the birds. I mean the fish. What do you call it? It draws the fish from the water. Duchifat. That's another type of bird. Duchifat. Usually in English, what duchifat is?
No,
duchifat. Duchput. Okay, Gemara says that. Shehodo kafut. Its crown is tied. She's, if you look at the picture over here, she has a crown like a turkey has a crown on it, but the duchifat, it's closed. It's jailed. It's tied up. Its crown is, so duchifat, hodo, its crown is kafut, is tied up. Okay? Tanya Namaki, Duchifat, Shehodo Kafut. His crown is tied up, is jailed. Vezeu Shehevi Shamir Lebeta Mikdash. Remember, we had the Shamir. That was a special worm that used to cut the stones because you couldn't use metal. Where did they get the stones? So the Duchifat brought the Shamir in his mouth and delivered it to Shlomo HaMelech. Rabbi Yohanan, Ki Ama Hazeh Shalach, when he saw the Shalach bird, that's the bird that plucks out the fish from the water, Amar, Mishpatecha Tehom Rabbah. Your judgment is very, very deep. Because these fish have no idea. All of a sudden, the bird comes in, plucks them out of the water without any warning. So the judgment of Borei Olam is very, very, very strong. Now it's able to just, the fish thinks it's safe. And all of a sudden, the long beak sticks in the water and pulls it out. Ki ava hazin nemala, when he used to see an ant, amar sitkatecha, kiharere ant. Look at your tzedakah. Your tzedakah is as big as a tall mountain, which means look how much you give life even to the smallest creature, like you give life to the largest of creatures, which means the ant is not any more alive than the lion. That your tzedakah is so great to the biggest creatures, even to the smallest creature of the ant. Amar Amemor, Lakne Ubatne Sharyan. These are birds. The Lakne and the Batne, permissible. Shakna'e Ubatna'e. When it comes to Shekna'e Ubatna'e, which is living birds, Makon Shenagu Le'echol Ochlim. Makon Shenagu Shelo Le'echol En Ochlim. Depends on the Minhag. Places to eat it, they eat it. They don't eat it. Gemara asks, Katub Minhag, Atal Yamilta? What do you mean Minhag? It's either Kasher or not Kasher. What do you mean Minhag? Gemara says, In, Yeah, it depends on the menag. Menag kasha. Ha batyad shkia peres mosnia. Ha batrad shkia peres mosnia. Remember, we learned on today's daf that the peres mosnia from the bad birds are not kosher birds, and they have one siman of kashrut. So, in the places where this peres mosnia is found, then you can't eat those birds. Because maybe it's from the Peres Nozniya family. And therefore you have to Hoshesh. But in the place where there's no Peres Nozniya around, so you don't have to suspect that this bird is from that species, and therefore it's permissible. So therefore it's telling the Minhag. The place that ate it, they knew it wasn't a Peres Nozniya, because those birds were not in those areas. So therefore they were able to eat these birds without any sefek. But in a place where there is Peres Nozniya, you have to suspect that maybe this is the Peres Nozniya, and therefore you cannot eat it. So it's the Talui in a Minhag. Okay, comes. Yeah, maybe some same species, same family. So she says, "Amar Abaye, ku'e v'kaku'e asire." Okay, two birds that are forbidden. Kaku'ata sharia. Okay, now that prevents what permissible. B'ma'arava malku elava. Somebody ate the kaku'ata bird. They gave him malkut. Where in Bavel, they said it's okay, but in Israel, the tradition was on the kaku'ata bird. That was oftameh. They karula, and they called that bird tahvata. They called it another name. Tanu rabbanan. Tinshimit. Vayikra. That's one of the birds that are tameim. So what is tinshimit? Now, let me just give you this little sugya here. Tinshimit is written twice in the Torah. One as a non-kosher bird, and one as a non-kosher shedet, crawling creature. So the Gemara is going to say that the Tinshemet has another name to it. What's another name to it? Tinshemet Bavat. It's also called the bird of Bavat. Shebe'ofot. In the bird family, it's called Bavat. Ata omer Bavat Shebe'ofot. You told me it's Bavat Shebe'ofot. Maybe this Bavat is not talking about the bird. Maybe it's talking about the Sheretz. Because we know the Torah also forbids Tinshemet in the Sheretz. And we know there's a Sheretz called a Bavat. So the Gemara said, "Seul amad, seul mad b'shloshesrim midot shatura nedreshet mehen. Davar alamed b'anyano." One of the 13 ways we learn the Torah is davar alamed b'anyano. That you learn when you see a word and you're not sure what the context of that word is. Look at the context of where that word is written. Since this word tinshemet is written in the context of birds, so must be this tinshemet is a bird. Therefore, b'makatu medaber be'ofot. This perashan vayikra is talking about birds. Afkan be'ofot. So therefore, just like the other birds, so the chimney is a bird also. Now, Tanya Ramech, Shiratzim ki agavna. In the Perashah, it talks about Shiratzim. It also says the word Tinshemet. So the Gemara says, what is Tinshemet? Bavat Shibashiratzim. That's the type of Shiratz that's called Bavat. Same question. Ata omer Bavat Shibashiratzim. Or Eno Ela Bavat Shibashiratzim. Who told you it's a Shiratz? Maybe that person was talking about Ofot. Same thing. Amat se ulmad mishoshrim dot chatur adreshim. Davar alamed. And you know that you're learning from the context. And what? The makatum and the bed b'shlatzim, afkan b'shlatzim. So therefore, we have two tishemit. You have the tishemit of the ofot. They have the tishemit of the shlatzim. Amar baye, babad shebe ofot kipof, babad shebe shlatzim kur pe dai. Which means he gives us the Aramaic word to show you the different items. By the birds, the targum is kipof. And the Babad Shem Shiratzim, which is the Tinshemet that's written by the Shiratzim, the Aramaic word for that would be Kur Pedai, which is different, obviously, than the bird. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Ka'at. That's one of the Ofot Temeim. What is the Ka'at? Zu HaKuk. Okay, the Kuk bird. Raham, Zu Shirakrak. There's a bird called Raham. It's also known as the Shirakrak. The Gemara tells us a little about the Raham bird. Amar Yehuda, Namanakla Shemo Raham. When you see the Raham bird around, you know there's going to be mercy in the world, and his God is going to bring rain. The only time that the siman, that the rain is coming, is when this bird sits on a certain place over there and makes the sound of shiraklak. That's like the cackling of the bird. Gemara says another tradition. If the bird sits on the ground, the sharik, and makes his whistling sound, you know, Mashiach's on the way. I will make the sound of the bird to them, whistle the burning, the bird sound, and I will gather them from the exile. So Gemara tells a story. There was a certain Naham that was in the field, in a plowed field on the ground, visharak, and it whistled, like a rock or a boulder came from the from above, afseke lemoche, and came down and smashed the head of the bird, and Mashiach didn't come. Gemara says you can't trust that bird. Amar le, ahu bayyadava, that bird was a liar. Some birds lie. That bird was a liar. Shakranaya. And therefore, that's why God punished it. Because it was giving a false alarm for Mashiach. So therefore, then the rock came down and smashed its head. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a bright there. Orev, it says in the Pasuk of non-kosher birds, Orev. We know that's the raven. So it says, Orev, ze Orev. That's the raven, which is the black raven, which we all know. Et kol Orev. Now what's the kol coming to include? So it says, Le'avi Orek Ha'amki. We'll see what Orev Ha'amki means. Let me know another word. We'll see what that means also. There's three types of ravens. There's the standard raven, the Amki raven, and the one that's in the Sheyonim. The Gemara says, Amar Mor, Orev, Ze Orev, Atu Kamankae, is it in front of us? Which means, how can you just tell me Orev? Orev is Orev. I don't know what Orev is. Is it in front of me as if like you're saying, it's this? You need to define me. What is the standard Orev? The Gemara says, Ela'ema Orev Ze Orev Ukama. That's the black raven. Ah, that's the one we know, the black raven. V'chein hu omer, kivusotav taltalim, shechorot, ka'orev. Shira shirim. It says they're black like a raven. Now, ha'amki, what is the orev ha'amki? So it's hivera, it's the white raven. Ah, now why would a white raven be called amok? Amok is like deep. Because we see by the mitzora. So the mitzora has a skin discoloration. Part of the skin is light. So when you look at something dark and something light, the light item looks like it's deeper. So therefore the Torah calls it amok. So the Gemara over here similarly also is referring to the white in comparison to the black is considered amok. Where do we see that? That the tzara'at is amok, is deep than the flesh which is dark. Just like you see the sun which is bright compared to the shade, the sun looks like it's deeper, it's recessed. And therefore, the same thing over here, we call it amok, meaning it is white. And then you have the third type of raven. What is Amar Papa? Don't say that that is the raven that grows on the top of the dove, the dove coat, or where the doves are. Its head is similarly shaped like the head of a yonah. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, back to the pasuk that talks about the non-kosher bird. Hanitz. Ze hanitz. That's the famous nitz. Leminehu. Le'avi et bar hirya. That's from the nitz family. Bar hirya. That's also tameh. My bar hirya. What is this bar hirya? Amar abaye shurinka. Okay, it is called shurinka. Amar avuda. Ha-hasida. That's one of the non-kosher birds. Hasida. Zudaya lebana. That's also called the white daya. Lama nikra shema hasida? Why is it called hasida? She'osa hasidut im havroteha. Because it does chesed with its friends. Meaning it gives mizonot to its friends. The Mefarshim ask, so why should it not be kosher? Hasida. The Mefarshim answer, because it only does chesed to its friends. It doesn't do chesed to outside of its clique. Ha'anafa, that's also not kosher bird. Zu daya ragzanit, that's the angry daya. Ve'lama nikra shema anafa, sheme anefet al havroteha. It's always angry at its friends. So it's an angry bird. So it's called an anafa. Amar Rav Hanan, bar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Hanan, bere derava. Amar Rav. Esrim varba'a ofot timein hin. Altogether, if you look in the Torah, you'll count 24 birds that are tameh. Now, if you look, the Torah writes it twice. One time in Vayikra, and one time in Devarim. Now, in either place, it doesn't list 24 birds. So the Gemara is going to ask, where did you get the number 24? Gemara begins. If you're just counting the birds that are written in Vayikra, Esrim havu. It's only 20 birds. Ide b'shne Torah. If you're going to count the ones that are in Devarim, Esrim b'had havu. It's 21. Where'd you get 24? V'chi temach. Maybe you'll tell me. Da'a. Dichtiba v'vayikra. The da'a bird is written in Vayikra. V'lo ketiva b'mishne Torah. So there was an extra bird. So therefore, shadya alayu. So therefore, you have to, besides the 21 that are written in Devarim, you have to add the da'a that's written in Vayikra and not in Devarim. So that, at least that gets you to 22. Akati asim v'terenavu. It's only 22, and you told me 24. Amar le, achi amar abu d'imach, mishemed rab. That's what your grandfather said, your mother's father. What did he say? Lemina, lemina, lemino, leminehu, hare kan arba. Which means, in Vayikra, it says the word species four times. It says, haya, lemina, ha'anatha, lemina. That's in Vayikra. It also says, orev, lemino, hanetz, lemineu. And therefore, since it says, lemina, lemineu, four times, so if we add four more birds. Wait, but that's 22 plus 4 is 26. So we're above. Gemara says, "Yachay, asim b'shitavu." We have 26. So Gemara says, "Amar Abaye." Now Gemara is going to start going into there's some birds that are the same birds that are just called different names from Vayikra to Devarim. So the first one says, "Da'a v'ra'a ahati." The da'a which is in Vayikra and the ra'a that's in Devarim, it's the same bird. So therefore you could subtract one. You still have a question, because you have 25 then. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara will ask that in a second. Now, the Isra kadanach tarteni nun, if you're going to tell me that the da'a is one bird, and the ra'a is another bird, mechni, mishne Torah le'usufehu da'ata. The purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu giving us mishne Torah is to add things that we didn't know already in the first four books. Now, my shenahach adichtiv da'a, or my shenahach adichtiv ra'a, velo ketiv da'a. Which means in Sefer Vayikra wrote da'a. And then it came to Devarim, it wrote ra'a. Why would you tell me, it's the same bird, just tell me da'a, write the same name. Obviously in Devarim you want to tell me hadush, that you didn't tell me. Why are you going to tell me the same bird that has a different name in you're not musib anything. It's the same as Vayikra. Elash ma'mina min ra'a v'da'a ahati. Ela must be coming and saying that what? That the da'a and the ra'a is the same bird, which means that's the proof that it's the same bird. Because if you're going to tell me it's different, if you tell me it's different, so then you told me what? You told me in Vayikra, what'd you write? Da'a. And then in Devarim you wrote Ra'a. You added the extra one. So what's the problem with that? Read the top Rashi. Mechti. Mishne Torah le'osfer ka'ate. Kerem le'kaman. Lama nishnu be'behemah. For example, by the behemot. We learned already the behemot in Vayikra. Why did I have to repeat the behemot in Devarim? Mepnei Hashisua. Remember we learned there's a special animal called Hashisua. That's that has the two backs and the two stomachs. Shelo nemra be'vayikra. Vehu b'riyash yesh la bet kabin. Which means, but when you count the birds, you don't see any extra bird that's written in Devarim that was not written in Vayikra. Ela ketiv ra'a delo ektiv b'vayikra. The only bird that we see in Devarim that was not written in Vayikra is ra'a. Now, hachi ela da'a karya b'vayikra. It's called da'a in Vayikra. Uchdesh shelo yavo adam lachshira b'mkom shkorin ota ra'a. Some places they call the bird Ra'a. So therefore we didn't want a guy to come along and say, oh, this is the Ra'a bird, it's okay. Even though that's really the Da'a of Vayikra. And some people call it the Ra'a and not the Da'a. So you have to write both names because they call different names in different places. It's the same bird. The E, Salkad Atach. Treninu, because if you're going to tell me the two separate birds, v'chiyechid b'hema le'usfei ata b'afon nami musif ava le'mechtev hakat tarvayu v'lam magar'a le'da'a. Exactly, which means if there were two separate birds in Devarim, it should have wrote both. Because Devarim is not coming to minimize, it's coming to say what was said already, and then and it in. So from the fact that you didn't write Da'a and Ra'a, must be it's the same item that was in Vayikra. Because if it was a different item, you would have wrote both. Because the purpose of Devarim is to give me whatever I had and Mosif. From the fact that you didn't write Da'a, you just wrote Ra'a, must be there the same item. What'd you write it for? Again, because different places call it different items, so we don't want the people to be mashiated. Oh, so therefore we solved that problem. The only problem is, it's not 25. Which you told me is 24 birds. There's still 25 birds. Amar Abaye, Keshem, Shira'a v'da'a ahati. Those two are the same. Kach ayah v'daya ahati. Two different birds. The ayah and the daya. Okay? So therefore, that's the same bird as well. So if you have 24, that guy goes again. These are going to die 13 anymore because you can tell me the two birds. Mechti, b'shne Torah l'sfeu data. The purpose of b'shne Torah is to tell me what I know already and we'll see. Which means in Vayikra it tells me ayah. And it tells me the daya bird. Which if there were two separate birds, you should have told me the ayah and the daya. Which means from the fact that it didn't put the ayah bird in the Devarim, Ela must be the ayah and the daya are the same bird. Look at that. She says, "Ach ayah b'derech tiba mishne Torah achati." Which means one guy calls it an ayah, one guy calls it a daya. So nobody should say, "Oh, I'm eating the daya bird. Daya is also asur." Another guy says, "Oh, I call it an ayah. It's also asur." Same point. So that's how we have 24. Right. So basically, two of the birds are the same.
We said 20 in Vayikra, 21 in...
21. So 21 in... Then we said, and it says...
Right, but what's the 21st that's missing in Vayikra?
What's the 21st one that's written in Vayikra? In Devarim, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
There's an extra one there.
Oh, it listed in there.
Listen, the Tajidim over there?
You
can
figure
it out. You'll see there's an extra one. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema da'a, d'chivim v'kolok t'ivim v'shet Torah, da'ya, it's the da'a. Again, the Gemara said, there's 20 in Vayikra, there's 21 in so Kato's 21. V'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me that the da'a is in Vayikra, that's not in Devarim. Okay, so that's the 22nd. And then you have four Leminas. That's 26. You're two over. Oh, we found two synonymous. The last one we just said. The Ayah and the Dayah are the same. And the Ra'ah and the Da'ah are the same. So those two birds are the same. And then we have 24. Now, the Gemara says, V'chi me'achar, she'ayah v'dayah achati, which we just said, that's the last thing we just said, the ayah and the daya are the same. Lama lele mikhtav ayah ve daya.
Same question.
Why would you have to write both?
Same question with the other.
Why did the Tzadok have to write them called two different names? So Gemara says, Kedetanya, I'll tell you why. Rabbi Omer. We answered this question already, because some people call it ayah, and some call it, Gemara is going to speak that out. Kedetanya, Rabbi Omer, ekra ani ayah, which is let the Torah write ayah, Daya lamin imra, kede shelot etim petchon pe lebaadin nachlok. Because you'll have somebody that's want to argue, as come along and say, shelot ata kore ayah, because you're going to call it ayah, vehu kore daya. And therefore he's going to come to eat the ayah, and it's really asur. So therefore, since they call it different names, it's the same bird. So therefore, cover all bases. Now, ata kore daya. You call it ayah. Same thing. He calls it one name. You call it another name. Lekach katav v'shne Torah. That's why it said both. V'hara'a v'ta'aya v'hadaya lemina. Actually, it said both in Devarim. Ayah and daya lemina. It's the same bird, but just so nobody can come along and say I call this, you call that. It's the same bird. Therefore, it said it both, but it's really one. Don't count it as two. Kananeh, the Torah projected that there's going to be people that are going to call it different names. Otherwise, you're right. Everybody knew what it was. Oh, metive, lama nishnu. Why does the Torah have to repeat the animals in Devarim that you told me already in Vayikra? Bebehema mipnei shisua. We said because in Devarim you added the extra animal called the shisua. So that was the repetition is not repetition. You're adding me hashisua. Ubaofod mipnei hara. Oh, you see over here, it's saying that you added the ra'ah. That sounds like it's a different bird. You just told me above that the ra'ah and the da'ah are the same. Now it sounds like that just like you added the shiswa, which is a new item, so to the ra'ah's one. Ma'ilam the behema, the atam the osfer, or fortnami the osfer. That just like you tell me the extra animal, hashiswa is extra, so maybe the ra'ah is also, now you're back to 25 birds. No, over there the shiswa is to add, or just to explain that which I told you above, da'ah, here we're calling it a da'ah, but it's the same bird. Okay. So da'ah and ra'ah are the same. Now, so let's sum up to this point. So it comes out, we said, it's 24 birds altogether. We started off with 21 in Devarim. You got an extra one in Vayikra, that makes it 22. The four Liminas brought us to 26. We got two. So we said two of the birds that are written in both places are synonymous, and therefore you knock them off as one each, and therefore you're down to 24 birds. Okay, that's the first shita. Now the Gemara's Ufliga the Rabbi Abahu. This is arguing on Rabbi Abahu. Now Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says, Ra'ah zu ayah. We said till now, ra'ah and da'ah are the same. And we said that ayah and da'ah are the same. Now this rabbi saying, no. The ra'ah is the ayah. V'lama nikra shema ra'ah. Why do you call it the ra'ah? Shiro'ah biyoter. Because it has very good vision, very good eyesight. You can see from far. Bikaku omer, nativ lo yida'o ayet velo shizafatu in ayah, that it was so far away that even the eye of the ayah was unable to see it. So you see, the ayah has good vision. That's why the ayah and the ra'ah are basically the same bird. Tana, how good is the vision of this bird? The bird is standing in Bavel and it can see a dead carcass all the way in Eretz Yisrael. That's how far. Oh, so now the Gemara analyzes. Midra'ah haynu ayah, that these two birds are the same. Michlal didda'ah lav haynu ra'ah. Oh, exactly. Which means you tell me the ra'ah and the ayah are synonymous, same bird. Now, must be that the da'ah is not the ra'ah. Because the last rabbi said the da'ah and the ra'ah are synonymous. Obviously, if you're telling me that the ra'ah and the ayah are the same bird, must be the da'ah is not the ra'ah. And therefore, you're going to have an extra bird. Okay. The bum we said, these two birds are the same and these two birds are the same.
They put three together.
So we said that we had two together now. Now you're telling me, no. The ayah and the ra'ah are the same. Because that's one bird. But if that's the case, then you can't say that the ra'ah is the da'ah. Because that's how we wanted to put those two together. Now, if you don't put those two together, then you're going to have an extra bird in the mix. So you have 25 birds. So how do you calculate it? It's because of Mechti. Mishneh Torah le'osfehu da'ata. The purpose of Mishneh Torah is to tell us something that we didn't know in Vayikra. Ma'ishenah chadikhtiv da'ah, or ma'ishenah atam de'lo ketiv da'ah. How come in Vayikra it says da'a, and when you came to Devarim, it doesn't say it. Yeah. It says ra'a over there, but it doesn't say da'a. Elashma mina da'a ra'a ve'aya ahati. All three are the same birds, which means you can't not tell me something that's in Vayikra and not tell it to me in Devarim. Because Devarim is coming to be Mosif. It's coming to add. So you told me already in Devari, in Vayikra, you told me Da'a. When I come to, what do you call it, to Devarim, you don't tell me Da'a. You tell me Ra'a. What do you mean? If you tell me it's a separate bird, so therefore you should have listed also the Da'a and the Ra'a. The fact that it listed Da'a must be that Ra'a is the Da'a bird. That's written there already. And therefore, Da'a, Ra'a, and Ayah are all the same birds. Oh, so the Gemara says, Umidira'a, Hainu Ayah, Miklal Didaya, Lab Hainu Ayah. Not the Daya birds alone. Because you're putting these three birds the same, and the Daya bird does not have a. So you still have an extra bird.
You still have 24.
You still have 24. This is correct. You will still have 24. 24. No, you put 3. 3 is 1.
3 is
1.
26 minus 3 plus 1 is 24.
Wait, let's see if that's true. Read again. The fact that you tell me that the ra'a is the ayah, mechlal the daya, lav hainu ayah. Okay, the daya must be separate. Okay. So therefore, daya, dayan ayah is not the same species. Because if they're all the same species, you're going to be short. Okay, good. So therefore, it must be separate. Then we're good. We have 24. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishena tamechtiv lemina ayah, or ma'ishena akad de lo ketiv lemina ayah, ela adaya." Which means in Sefer Vayikra, it said the word lemina by the ayah bird, but in Sefer Devarim, it said lemina by the daya bird, and it did not put the other birds lemina next to the ayah, which means Sefer Devarim is mosif. Why did you leave out the word ayah in the Devarim? Which if it's a separate bird, you should have listed it. Which means od pa'am. You tell me the ayah is a separate bird now. Good. But if you look at the Devarim, it doesn't say ayah. How come it doesn't say ayah? It says the word lemina on the daya bird. It says ve'ta ayah. It says the word ayah, but it doesn't say lemina. It says ve'ta ayah ve'had daya lemina. Now, why would it say daya lemina? Why would it say the word mina? By daya, it should say the word mina, but also by daya, if it's coming to be mosif. Ela shma mina, daa, vera'a, daya, ba'aya, hati. All the four birds are the same. So let's go slow again. That means according to him, you have four birds that are all synonymous. So therefore, that's only one bird. So therefore, you're going to be short. You're not going to have 24 birds. Od pa'am, you have 21 in Devarim. So you have 21 in Devarim. You have one extra one in Vayikra. So that brings you to 22 birds. Then you have the four Liminas, brought you to 26. And now we're coming up to say, actually, that
all four,
the Ayah, the Dayah, the Ra'ah, those all the same bird.
Less than 24.
So you can have less than 24. So the Gemara says, Tanya, so therefore he holds that, what is it? He argues, it's 23. That's what he holds. So let's review how this works again through the eyes of Rashi now. Look at Rashi. Ufliga. Had Rav Chasda ad Rabbi Abu. Tekeman amar bahu. Ra'ah hi ayah. You know that he says that the ra'ah is the ayah. Ve'anan al kurhach. Ashkahad the da'ah ve'ra'ah ve'ayah. Ve'dayah, all these four birds. Ahati. The fact that didn't repeat the Mishnah Torah, Alma, Rabbi Da'a, Rabbi Da'a, Ayah, Hadai. So you're short. In a Kerame, you're short. Omid the Bebeve, we saw that. Shma Mina, but Rabbi Abu Padig Ad Rab, the Kerame, Perkabe Alma, Flak, Ad Mana, fine. That's 20. So again, that's what you had this works. Let's go one more line first before we can review. Tanya, Isi Ben Yehuda Amir, Me'a Ofot Tamin Yishma Mizrah. There's 100 birds that are Tameh in the east. The Kulan mean Ayah, and they're all from the Ayah family. Tana Abimi Bered Rababu, Shva Meot Mine Dagimen. There's 700 types of fish that are Tameh, Ushmone Meot Mine Hagavim, and there's 800 types of grasshoppers that are Tameim, Ul Ofot Emispat, and the amount of Tameh birds, unending. Ofot, Simarba, what do you mean? You told me there's 24. Ela Ul Ofot Tehurin Emispat. That kosher birds, there's no limit how much kosher birds there are. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, galui v'yadu lefnei mi shamar v'yah olam. It is well known in front of Borei Olam. Shebehemat teme'a merubah min ha-teorot. There's much more tameh animals than tahor. Lefichach mana katub b'teorah. Therefore, in Devarim, the Torah lists us the 10 species of kosher animals. It's much easier to write the 10 kosher ones than to write all the non-kosher ones. Now, galui v'yadu lefnei mi shamar v'yah olam. She'ofot teorim merubah min ha-teorot. Borei Olam knows that there's more kosher birds than not kosher. Therefore, it's much easier for the Torah to write the Temeim birds than to write all the Teorim birds. What are you teaching me? What's the Torah? I see clearly the Torah listed to me the kosher animals, and I see the Torah listed to me the Tameh birds. What are you telling me that I don't know from opening up the Chumash? Teaching you a lesson that when you're teaching something to your student, you should teach them in the shortest possible way, so he'll remember it. So the Torah uses the same concept. The Torah could have wrote you the tahor birds or the tameh birds. There's a lot of tahor birds, so he wrote you in the shortest possible way. Here's the 24 tameh birds. So that's it. That's easier. Go the other way. Torah can listen to all the tameh animals. Because you know what? Much easier. Here's the 10 kosher species. And from there you learn that just like Borei Olam says it in the shortest possible way, so too when you're teaching your students, you should teach it in the shortest possible way. Now, let's go back just to review this last opinion over here of the rabbi. We want to go to the second shita. The second shita. Figure Rabbi Abu. Let's go to Rabbi Abu. Ra'a is ayah. Okay, why is it called Ra'a? Because it has good vision. Okay, can see all the way from the Babil. So Gemara says, Ra'a and ayah are the same. But must be the Da'a is separate. Da'a is not part of it. Oh, so what's the... So Gemara says, Mechti. Shnei Torah le'osfeu da'ata. The book of Devarim is coming to be Mosif things. When it came to Vayikra, I wrote the word da'a. Okay, wrote da'a. Umayshinahatam do kitib da'a. Exactly. How come in Devarim it didn't write the da'a? Which means when it came to Vayikra, it said da'a. When it came to Sefer Devarim, it wrote ra'a. It didn't say da'a. Sefer Devarim is coming to be Mosif. It should have wrote both of them. It should have said the ra'a and the da'a. Ela lav shvamina, it's the same thing. Da'a, ve'ra'a, ve'aya, is all the same species. Good. So the Gemara says, umidera'a haynu aya. Now you tell me the ra'a and the aya are the same. Mechlal de daya. It's not the same as aya, because the daya and the ra'a are the same. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Bedurim ve'avud shina'a ya'aya mukhay efo shedaya ve'aya ena min echad." Shim kol arba shemot alelu min echadu. If they're all the same, you're not going to have 24. So then we have to put the ayah in a separate category. Oh, ma'ishnatam nechtiv lemina ayah. When it came to in Vayikra, and on the word ayah it said lemina. When it came to Devarim, it didn't say lemina by the ayah. It said by the daya. Oh, why did it do that? Why did it change it? So ela. Shma'mina, da'a, ra'a, da'ya, aya, that all these four birds must be the same, they're all synonymous, therefore can write mina by the other bird equals the same as da'ya.
I'm not
adding to anything. If it was adding to something, so it has to tell me.
It has to be adding, the da'ya has to be da'ya.
Correct.
Otherwise, mina is in the wrong spot.
Correct. So put mina by, in Devarim, where to put in the mina?
By
da'ya. What do you mean? But I should have put it by the...
Cannot include the ayah.
Cannot put the ayah, because the Torah wrote in Vayikra that the ayah is the mina. Why didn't it write over there? Ella must be synonymous. Well, if it's all synonymous, you're short a bird. Short a bird, no problem, he argues. So it comes in as the machloket amongst the Amoraim. Is there 24 tameh birds, or is there 23 tameh birds?